From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. consumer confidence has fallen sharply this month over worries about the overall economy. Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 52.9 from a revised 62.7 in May, certainly having an effect on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 270 points at last check, at 98.66. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan's into her first day of questions from the Senate panel considering whether to confirm her to the High Court. President Obama nominated her to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. It was also a big day on Capitol Hill for General David Petraeus, who faced a Senate panel considering his confirmation as a top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. He told lawmakers that U.S. commitment to Afghan and Pakistani allies against terrorism should not waver.
It is going to be a number of years before Afghan forces can truly handle the security tasks in Afghanistan on their own. The commitment to Afghanistan is necessarily, therefore, an enduring one, and neither the Taliban nor Afghan and Pakistani partners should doubt that.
Petraeus was selected to replace General Stanley McChrystal, who recently resigned. Residents of Brownsville, Texas, are bracing for what could be Hurricane Alex. They're setting up water pumps in flood-prone areas and have begun boarding up windows. NPR's Jeff Brady is in New Orleans covering the Gulf oil spill and concerns over how the weather will affect cleanup operations in the area.
Rough weather on the edge of the system already has forced some boats here in Louisiana that were working on cleanup to head into port. High waves are expected to move more oil onto shore, but the choppy water could also help break up the crude, and the high winds could cause it to evaporate faster. Meanwhile, BP has cut a $69 million check to the federal government to help pay for cleanup efforts. Last month, the Fed sent the company a bill for all the government ships, planes, and personnel working on the spill. The company also is offering financial help to owners, operators, and suppliers of BP gas stations in the U.S. Some stations have reported sales declines in the wake of the spill. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.
A series of bombings across Iraq has blamed in 8 deaths. The Associated Press citing Baghdad authorities reports 4 police officers were among the dead. The bomb attacks underscore the ongoing security threats confronting the Iraqi government as the U.S. moves to draw down American troops. The Prime Minister of Kenya reportedly is recovering from fluid being drained from his head. Hospital officials say Raila Odinga is in stable condition. Odinga became prime minister when he signed a power-sharing pact with President Mwai Kibaki, ending violence over Kenya's disputed 2007 presidential election. An update from Wall Street. Dow's down 273 points now at 9,866. This is NPR News. Russia is denouncing the arrest of 10 alleged Russian spies in the U.S. as baseless. An 11th suspect has been detained in Cyprus. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Washington had given no explanation for its actions, adding that the timing of the arrests had been chosen with special elegance. Presidents Obama and Medvedev met in Washington last week, and the upbeat tone was seen as confirmation of the success of the reset in relations. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it was deeply regrettable the spying accusations had come against the backdrop of the reset. The statement called the arrests baseless and unseemly. Some Russian lawmakers and analysts suggested the move was aimed at preventing the continued improvement in bilateral ties, but others said that if the dispute did not escalate, the warming in relations would withstand it. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Google says it will stop redirecting search users in China automatically to its site in Hong Kong. The number one internet search engine company wants to renew its license in China. Its application is due tomorrow. China wants Google to self-censor its content. Google has resisted and directed users to its uncensored Hong Kong site. Now it says it will provide a Hong Kong link that users in China must click rather than automatically redirecting them. Google says it's trying to abide by Chinese law while still serving its customers in an ethical manner. It remains to be seen whether the Chinese government will find Google's tactic acceptable. We see the Dow dipping below the 10,000 mark. It is down 273 points, losing about 2.5%. This is NPR News.